You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Here are five signs that you are becoming illuminated. Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And you know, high flyers, that's what this channel is all about. It's about your dreams and your goals. We believe that you deserve the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. We've put together an incredible free gift for you. There's no obligation. It's a quiz. It's a little bit of, I know you don't like taking tests. Nobody likes to take a test, but this test will tell you of your manifesting abilities and your manifesting powers. It'll tell you where you stand, and it's free. It's our gift from us to you. You simply go to Law of Attraction Solutions /quiz. That's Law of Attraction Solutions /quiz. We'll put the link right down below as well. Five signs that you are becoming illuminated. You're becoming awakened. And what does that really mean, to be illuminated and to be awakened? It's to realize that God force energy flows through you, that you have the power to create an incredible life, an incredible world. You see, as you become illuminated, you optimize the process of the law of attraction. And what really happens is that before illumination, you're struggling, you're fighting fears, you're fighting doubts, you're fighting worries, you're fighting anxiety, you're fighting friends, you're fighting family. It just seems overwhelming. But once you become illuminated and that energy flows through you and you realize that, yes, it doesn't mean that there aren't obstacles, but it means that you have the ability, and you are aware of it, the ability to fly over those obstacles and continue on with your journey and your personal path. And that's so important. You know, most of us think about 70,000 thoughts every day. And those 70,000 thoughts keep getting repeated day in and day out. And so, sadly, the majority of the world is asleep. And they're not only sleeping, but they're sleeping with about 70% of those thoughts negative. In other words, they're sleeping in a bed of negativity. But you're waking up. You're becoming illuminated, awakened. You're shifting to higher levels of consciousness. And so what you're really doing is you are living on purpose. In other words, you're not just bouncing around like a ping pong ball. You are living your life intentionally through your intentions, through your beliefs, through your thoughts, through your will. You are becoming aware. Maybe for the first time. I know when it happened to me, I was in a very, very bad place. I was in a juvenile hall. And this is back, going all the way back to maybe eighth grade, years ago. And they had me locked up. And I realized that I hadn't done anything wrong. I hadn't broken any laws. But somehow I attracted this situation. And I listened to all the other people in the cell, and they all said, it's not my fault, it's the man's fault, it's my parents' fault, it's the school's fault. And I really didn't commit any crime. But guess what? I was there nonetheless. And I realized that I created this environment, this situation. So as I was lying in bed, I felt a light come over me. And I connected with that light. Now, it may sound crazy to some of you. It may sound absolutely insane to others. But I believe that light was Michael the Archangel. Now, you can believe it's anything you want. That's what I chose to believe at the time, and I've never changed my belief. And I felt that energy, and I said, get me out of here tonight. I trust you. And about that time, the lights went dim. It was bedtime, and somebody yelled out, lights out! And everybody was in their bed, lying down, sleeping. And I was asleep, and I was dreaming of angels all around me. I was dreaming of light. I don't know. I was frightened. I was scared. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I was in panic, but I was in trust at the same time. It's a weird, very strange sensation to be panicking and in trust at the same time. I trusted that light. I trusted that energy. And I began to dream that somebody was opening the door. And I awoke from the dream and I looked and nobody was opening the door. And I went back to sleep. I must have been asleep maybe another 15, 20 minutes. Fell right to sleep this time. And sure enough, I got awakened again. Somebody was opening the door. And the gentleman asked me to step out. We talked for a few minutes. He said, I'll never forget it. He said, I believe you. There's no evidence against you. Your dad's downstairs. Get dressed. You're going home. That was my first moment of awakening. And there have been others. But after that moment, my life completely changed in many, many ways. And as I relive that moment over and over and over again, as years have gone by, with no explanation as to what happened, it affects my life even stronger today. And the key after that moment, after that experience, is I realized that I needed to live my life on purpose. So the first sign is you realize no matter what happens, you are not a victim. You are aware that your thoughts and your beliefs, good, bad, or indifferent, create your reality. High flyers, pause for a moment and say this to yourself. I am creating my reality right now. Right this moment, you are creating your reality. There's a certain amount of awareness that takes place. A certain amount of illumination that happens almost instantly when you realize that you are the author of your own book. That you are co-creator of your own reality. It's an incredible feeling because now you understand that everything that has happened at some level, you participated in creating it. Oh, it's a huge responsibility as well. But that's what being a human being on this planet is all about. Understanding and growing till you reach the point where you understand that you are co-creator of your reality. That you are fully in God and God is fully in you. Sign number two that you are going through an awakening, that you're becoming illuminated, is that for some reason, and it's really hard to explain, lower vibrational fast foods, fried foods, foods that are filled with gluten and sugar and all kinds of bad things for you, GMOs, you don't crave them, you don't desire them, and you've given up eating them. You're eating more greens, a plant-based diet, kale, and all kinds of vegetables. You're drinking clean water, and whenever possible, you're drinking it out of glass. You're not buying your water in plastic bottles because that plastic isn't good for you. You're buying your water in glass bottles, or you have a really good water filter. You're eating avocados, good fat. You're eating olive oil. You're eating coconut oil, all those healthy, nutritious fats, because your brain is now working off of those healthy fats rather than off of sugar. And you're eating fresh wild-caught salmon. You're eating fresh wild-caught fish. You're eating more free-range chicken and grass-fed beef, if you are eating beef, and you're not weighing yourself down with meats. In other words, you're using meats as part of your dinner, if you choose to use them at all, but they're not the main part of your dinner. You're not just filling yourself up full of meat. You're eating clean. You're living clean. You're drinking nice teas with herbs in them. You're drinking clean coffee. You're just living at a higher vibration, and therefore you desire to eat at a cleaner, higher vibration as well. Five signs you are becoming illuminated. Here is sign number three. You're beginning to question some of your older beliefs, beliefs that you have about money, for example. Maybe you've been taught that you have to work all day and all night to make money. Maybe you've been taught that other people can become rich, but you can't. I don't know what your beliefs about money are, but suffice it to say that you are beginning to question some of those beliefs. And as you question those beliefs, all money begins to flow to you easily. And perhaps you're questioning beliefs about your relationship, about how to act in a relationship, about what to expect out of a relationship. As your beliefs about love and relationship begin to change, guess what? Your relationships only get better and better. And the same with business, your health, your looks, any other aspect of your life. You are questioning old beliefs, but mostly you're questioning beliefs about doubt. You're questioning beliefs about fear. You're questioning beliefs about anxiety and worry and distrust. Oh, yeah. You're starting to trust the universe again. You're starting to trust yourself again because you have new empowering beliefs. Sign number four is that you are tired of saying, bah, bah. You're tired of being a sheeple, you know? And whatever group you are in, whatever strata you are in, whatever political views your group has, you don't have to have the same ones. You can have your own. You can create your own political party. You can create your own religion. You can create your own destiny. You see, you are no longer a sheeple. This is a huge sign because people that are going through an awakening are becoming illuminated. They're not sheeples anymore. They're human beings. And they are being fully and completely human and fully and completely spiritual at all times in their life. Everything that you're starting to do now is spiritual. You see that. Even the mundane things you do in your business, in your job, are spiritual. I know that in our business, in our journey, we believe that everything we do, this video is spiritual to me. I might as well be in church. I am in church. This is my church. And I'm here with those I serve, you. And that's my own path. And I say a lot of stuff that people of my generation don't say, don't believe, wouldn't dare. I say a lot of things that people of other generations wouldn't believe. I say a lot of things that people just shake their head at and go, wow, he said it. He said it. And you're right. I said it. And I'll continue to say it because I follow my own inner heart and soul. And so do you. That's what makes you a high flyer. That's what makes you so special. That's why you're becoming illuminated. That's why you're awakening. That's why you are rising to the highest version of yourself. Sign number 5 is that you are enjoying time alone. You enjoy time with nature, but mostly you enjoy time with God, with spirit. You enjoy those moments when you connect to the universe, when you connect to the infinite field. Oh, take a deep breath. And you just know, you don't just feel, you know that your deepest desires are manifesting beyond your wildest dreams. You trust in God. You trust in the universe. You trust in the moment. And every moment leads to the next and to the next and to the next. This is incredible. I am so proud. I don't mean egotistically proud, but I'm so proud to be with you and share this time in your life. You're going through illumination. You're going through awakening. And I'm happy to share it. Have a beautiful day because you absolutely deserve it. Pax.